Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We learned something new about producer Dan on the show this morning. He is a self-proclaimed passenger princess.
He is confident in his own sexuality and needs no gender stereotypes to tell him.
Yeah, why would
do.
It bother me? Yeah. I mean, I drove here this morning. It's like I can't drive.
So Kaylee's girlfriend gets car sick, and when they go on road trips, Kaylee drives all of it.
Yeah, she would prefer to be the driver. It's important to her, and I don't care either way.
Yeah, I know I'm sounding a little judgmental, but it's really just jealousy. I'm just jealous.
There are a lot of texts of a lot of women who are drivers, and a lot of women who have that car sickness thing. So
right.
It's just easier to drive. A lot of people saying, my car, I drive, his car, he drives.
We do that a lot.
But we only have one car, and Lana never, in fact, when she offers to drive, I'll say yes, and she goes, oh, I was just kidding.
That's like when you go to pay for a bill and someone's like, go ahead, and like, wait.
No. Jackie's from Woburn. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
What is your husband's name?
Ryan.
Ryan. And tell everybody about Ryan and his driving.
So Ryan grew up in Boston, and public transportation is the thing. So he never has had a license.
Wow.
To this day?
The dream.
Yeah. So wasn't a big deal when we were dating. Like, I was like, oh, Ubering is like a car payment, but now we have two kids, and it's a lot.
Do you live in the city still, or are you out in the burbs?
No, you're in Ubering, right? So technically a city, but not.
And you have two kids, you got a cart around? It might be time for Ryan to take a driver's test.
So he did just get his permit, but we have yet to get behind the wheel.
So he's, much like Carson letting drive it bare, or Lana like drive it bare.
Do you
like,
take Ryan to an empty parking lot?
Yeah, are you taking him to an empty parking lot and giving him lessons?
No, honestly, we tried before our first kid. I was like, you need your license before. So I took him to the parking lot that I learned in. I thought he did well, but it was a one and done, and now we're 4 years later.
You could send him to like take lessons somewhere. Maybe that would be easier.
No, for sure. He doesn't want to do it with me,
yeah.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
But I will say, even if he had his license, most likely I would drive. But to have the option not to would be really nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sometimes
nice
you're
to be
just
able to do
tired.
That. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Let's see. Amanda's from Franklin. And this is a weird one. Her husband, your husband's from Ohio and what?
And I should be the driver. He doesn't have it.
Because he's not, because he's from Ohio? They don't have automobiles in Ohio?
No, they don't drive like they do.
Oh, no, they don't drive like we do here.
Oh, I don't buy into that.
May I tell you,
I
drove through 18 states in the past 3 days, and it is not until I got into Massachusetts that people started behaving poorly.
People are terrible drivers all over the world. I've driven all over the world.
There are, Carson.
There are mass holes everywhere.
No.
No, we're pretty bad.
No.
Amanda, are you saying his Midwestern niceness and sensibilities do not cut it here?
They don't. No, he'll wait at like, you know, a rotary until it's, you know, time to go when there's no cars coming. He'll wait for someone to let him go. And I would have gone like 12 minutes ago. Like, no, I get us places faster.
You're happy he's not on the road.
Understood.
Is what you're saying.
I am happy that I am the driver.
Understood.
That is so good. All right. Thank you. Megan is from Athol, and you actually taught your husband how to drive.
Yes. When we met about 10 years ago, he didn't have a license.
he grew up in a small town, didn't need one.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of sat down and I was like, okay, so what's your 5-year plan? And he was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, you know, if you want this to work out, then we both need to be able to drive. And I said, I will teach you, but like, is a license something you'd want to have? And he was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And so I taught him how to drive with a little help from my sister, and he does it, and he drives the kids around and drives himself, but when we go somewhere together, he's like, here are the keys. He cannot handle my, I guess, backseat driver, but not really, just kind of the, like, that curb was real close. So it's just easier for me to be in control.
That is the thing with Lana, too. Now, Lana will not drive in the rain, in the snow, at dark, in traffic, in daylight. She won't drive in the city. She won't drive in the suburbs. But she will tell me what I'm doing wrong in every situation.
Well, in every aspect of your life, she will tell you.
I mean, go back to whatever social media you had your face.
That's why she needs a passenger princess basket to keep her busy. Let's get her some coloring books and whatnot.
I also think Kaylee prefers driving on longer trips because I, admittedly, I'm self-aware, have a touch of the road rage, and she doesn't like it when I yell at the cars in front of me who are driving stupid.
Hold on. Holly.
Since we all have our reasons.
My Boston comes out when you're not going as fast as I want you to.
Holly's from Arlington, and what do you think about this?
I am like Dan's girlfriend. I get car sick, so I always drive. I've been married for over 20 years, and my husband doesn't even question it. He just gets in the passenger seat, puts on his headphones, relaxes. And he doesn't even own a car. He rides his bike to work every day, even on days like today.
Wow.
And it's funny because we're also from Ohio, and I've adapted to the way of driving here, and I get quite angry.
We are crushing it with the Ohio transplants, apparently.
Lana doesn't have a car either. We only have the one car, right. And she walks a lot of places.
Yeah.
But even when she had a car, we one time had to get like $2,000 worth of work done on her brakes because her car sat for so long. They're like, you have to drive your car once in a while. She's like, why? Carson drives everywhere.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Our car, my husband had a car and it sat in the garage for the 3 years since we moved here, and I just sold it one day. And he's like, he's like Lana too. He won't drive in the dark. He won't drive in the rain. He'll only drive if I have a migraine, and I absolutely need him to.
I feel like, you know what? Driving is one of those things that if you know you're not confident doing it, don't do it. Like, that's why I don't drive at night. That's why when we're driving in the city, if I'm driving with you, I'd prefer you to do it.
Right.
Because I'm not confident.
I know. We go to get Kennedy's car, and she's like, here, take the keys. I'm like, this is your car.
It doesn't matter.
I want to be a passenger princess.
You don't want me driving through the city? Her insurance rates are already too high.
You're going to be scared.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.